I'm just here at a game.
Oh, at a game? What kind of game?
Well, it's a football game.
Wow, what's a football game, Chris?
Well, yeah. See, these guys want to get the ball on this side, and then those guys want to get the ball on the other side. But since the conflict of interest creates conflict, and that's what people watch.
People watch the conflict?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any sort of resolution to this conflict?
Well, no, Joy, sadly, they don't know how to resolve their difference peaceably, so she will just get knocked down and, well...
tackle each other.
It's quite a spectacle.
Quite a spectacle, I see. And is this your first time witnessing one of these, what do you call them, football games?
Well, I don't usually go to these at all. I came last time because of a friend, and this time I came because of a friend to give her a blanket.
Oh, well, I'm sure she really appreciates that blanket.
I'm sure she does, too.
Okay. So what do you think of this spectacle?
What do I think of this? I'm thinking about game theory John Nash and some physics.
Wait, game theory John Nash? Like, did he write a game theory?
No, you know John Nash from the movie,
yes,
A Beautiful,
yes,
Mind?
I do.
Some of the stuff he worked on was game theory. Like, sometimes, I don't know, I don't want to get into it, either, but I know that he did some stuff like that. So when he was watching the pigeons, he was, you know,
right,
looking at patterns and things.
Right.
And when there's a scene in the movie where, like,
the girls,
like, if they all went for that girl, they'd all lose. But if they go to every different girl, that's all,
right,
each one picks someone else and then everyone gets more.
Right.
That's part of game theory.
Okay.
Like, sometimes everyone going for the best isn't the best.
Right, for everyone. Got it. So if you were to apply that to this situation, how would you alter this game?
Well, I was just speculating about, like, thinking about them as points and with parameters, like sort of a region around them, and then how fast, what possible game states there are.
They are so close to getting a touchdown now.
What, the Lumberjacks?
Yeah. Oh. That was a good thing for our team.
I know, I like the guys in black.
Well, they're already ahead.
But they're in black.
Well, they're ahead. That's good for you.
Yeah, but
you're,
I mean,
a traitor to your school.
You know what?
I got you to your idea, maybe.
Traitor. I don't belong in a school.
You don't belong in one of these? I'm out of my snack. What am I going to do?
Yeah, I ate one.
What do you think of it?
It feels like eating foam.
Have you ever eaten foam?
Well, I have now.
I almost choked on my foam.
You really like those things, huh?
So, last night at the bar, I realized drunk people spit a lot while they're talking. I got a lot of spittle on me last night.
That's right. You were at a bar last night.
Yes, I was. If you go around, like, 8 or 9, it's almost empty enough to where you can witness the interactions between the people. It's interesting. The species are a lot more affectionate toward each other once they've imbibed in alcoholic substances.
This whole species is backwards.
It is.
But yeah, I was thinking about it like it's a physics simulation and game states, probabilities and things. Not much is coming up, but just speculation.
Right. Well, I bet you would blow people's minds if you could come up with a way for everyone to win in football. Of course, people probably wouldn't watch your new evolution of it.
I think it would be like, after a certain point, you get into the chaos problem, and so there's no real way to, like, predict everything, but you could, like, point out general patterns or stuff.
Holding number 54 of the offense, it's a 10-yard penalty, 15 second half.
I'd be a science sports announcer.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
The average velocity of the other team is 0.25 in the direction of the goal 2. I'm seeing that the probability of where the ball is at every point over time is...
making sports accessible to science and math geeks.
Well, not really. I mean, if you think about it, if you watch the teams play enough times or analyze video footage, you might be able to find a pattern. just a general, and they predict what would happen when two patterns collided or something. But that's just speculation.
I see you.
It'd be nice for winning bets, though.
No gain on the play. Third down and 20 for the Lumberjacks.
And this is Chris, signing off. I'm here with Joy, and we're both saying goodbye. She's just looking at me. Oh, someone's coming. All right, see you around, people.